It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Tuesday talk around 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, 27 degrees right now and sunny. Got a nice morning going on, a nice morning to sit in here and talk real estate with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty in studio with me. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in. Sherry, good to have you back.
Great to be here.
We're talking terms. We kind of gotten fixated on that. Well, first, Steve, we need numbers.
Okay. Well, last week we were around 6.6. This week we're about 6.3.
All right.
So that was the right direction.
That's encouraging. Yeah.
Yes,
we
it
can,
is.
We can handle that. What's an SGD?
I know it sounds like you said something you need drugs for.
Something you need medication for. But what is an SGD? I've never heard of it.
Yeah, well, I used to use that a lot in, you know, when I talk about houses and what they had in them, you know, with an SGD, and it was a sliding glass door.
Got it.
So if you happen to see that someplace, that's what it is in terminology for real estate.
I'm glad you unscrambled that for us. All right. What's an acceleration clause? I've heard of this, and I have no clue. I have no clue what this is, and I heard it in a real estate, like a phrasing. What in the world's an acceleration clause?
Well, that's a really good question because I'm not 100% sure where they're going with that, but I would assume if it would be on the order of an ARM or something that, like on a contract for deed with balloon payments.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that would make sense.
You know, you might accelerate, you know, that it has to be paid off or something to that effect, but... You know, I'd still tell somebody to look it up, too, because I'm not 100% sure where that one is headed, because
right.
I could see it being for a lot of different things.
Okay, one more, and then I'm not going to put you in. Sherry, this one's for you. I feel like a game show host here. Assumable mortgages. What is the difference between a mortgage, just a regular mortgage, and an assumable mortgage?
Well, a regular mortgage would be, for example, if I go out and purchase a home, and I would need a mortgage to pay for that property. An assumable mortgage would be if I'm going to buy Joe's house down the street and I could go in and purchase the home but use his financing.
Okay.
Their mortgage.
Okay. See, I wasn't aware of that either. So you did good, both of you.
Yeah.
I've got a lot more, but I'm going to leave these for next week. Let's talk new listings. Anything new popping up with Action Realty?
Well, I've got a couple coming up shortly, one in Breckenridge and one in Wapton that will be both, I would call, nice homes and good price ranges.
Right.
So you'll have to keep your eyes open in the near future.
Sherry, but what about on your side?
We're working on a few, but things have definitely picked up again, so we're excited about that.
Good. And you've got a new program you want to talk about, too. This is kind of a sidebar. But something that you talk about, too, explain what's it called again?
I call it our Local Heroes Program.
All right.
And I'm really excited about it because we realize the sacrifice and dedication that certain individuals put into our community every single day. And, you know, our thought is to give back to those individuals. And what we would like to do is any police officers, sheriffs, first responders, firefighters, veterans, active or, of course, retired.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to give back if they purchase a home through us or sell a home through us. We're going to give them a gift certificate at closing just as a little thanks for what they do in our community.
How did you think of that, or what made you think of this?
You know, all of these individuals that give of their daily life for us. And, you know, specifically my dad is a veteran, and I have veterans in the family, and it's very, very near and dear to my heart. But it's nice to just give back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nobody else does that in the area. And it's like, you know what, we need to acknowledge these individuals
right.
for their selfless duties.
And, you know, most of them are just shy away from that guy. It's like, No.
Exactly.
But every once in a while, yeah, you do need to be recognized.
Exactly.
Because such a great framework. Well, anything else we can talk about this morning? Should we talk about what a beautiful day it is and the birds are singing? And Sherry, I know that's kind of right up your alley.
I love
this stuff. Great to talk with you, folks. Have a great rest of the week, okay? And we'll talk next Tuesday.
That'll be great.
Sounds great.
Steve and Sherry, Action Realty, talking real estate as we do every Tuesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
More daylight, warmer weather, and great morning radio. It's springtime in the Southern Valley, and Bill Dablo.
I love your radio station.
Monday through Friday mornings, 6 till 10 on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
She said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now, but there was a time back in my prime when I could really